Hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard. That's why when it comes to hard work, nothing works harder than a Chevy Silverado. No wonder Chevy Silverado is the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Check out a new Silverado at ChevyDriveChicago.com.
We have some good news for the South Side. Also, a Chicago landmark update and an interesting report about free Wi-Fi. Coming up with Seamus, let me start, since we don't have him yet, by telling you about Calumet Fisheries reopening this weekend, 7 months after that fire caused extensive damage and forced owners to rebuild and restore its iconic signs. Calumet Fisheries, 3259 East 95th, they reopen tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock, and they will be open from 9 until 9:45 p.m. And that spot, ravaged by a fire in November, just 3 days after it reopened following a failed health inspection, is good to go now. Firefighters quickly put out that blaze. It had engulfed the roof of the restaurant. So Calumet Fisheries is back. And after years of advocacy from former parishioners and neighbors, a closed Catholic church in Pilsen is on the verge of becoming a Chicago landmark. Seamus is with us now with more on that. Give us the Pilsen story, Seamus.
Hey, good morning, Bob. Yes, this is St. Adalbert's Church in Pilsen, 1650 West 17th Street, and it's really been the site of really years now of preservation battles between the neighbors who want to keep the church. Well, they'd love to have it open, but it's been closed for about 6 years, and at the very least, they want to keep it from being demolished or renovated into something other than a church. The Archdiocese has been fighting hard to allow them to have the power to do whatever they want there. They say keeping even this thing maintained is really draining the resources of the neighboring parish that's supporting it as well. But Archdiocese lost a big round yesterday. The Chicago Council of Landmarks voted to approve a landmark designation on it, which would really sort of lock in the future of the building, but to save it, but not necessarily to repair it. Mm. So the rest of the aldermen are going to have to look at this to see if they're going to approve it as well. We've seen this before in Mayor Lori Lightfoot a couple years ago, got her allies to step in and block it, but don't see necessarily that same sort of momentum from the new mayor or his allies on the city council. So St. Albert's could at least keep standing there. If you live in the area, you know this is the church with the two huge towers that have been covered in scaffolding for more than 10 years or so. So it's something that's just going to they're going to try to keep it, but it's repairing it is going to be a huge undertaking by somebody, whether it's the Archdiocese or a developer.
Time to do something about it. And finally, free Wi-Fi hotspots in the park. Tell us.
That's right. Yeah. Exactly. We can. A lot of different parks around Chicago are going to be getting free Wi-Fi. So if you're in the area, they say this spills about 200 yards outside of the park or from where the hub is. So maybe even neighbors nearby can get it. But the city is trying to put these as many places as possible. They're going to prioritize places that neighborhoods that have limited broadband access, and also anyone with a big field house that has lots of activities in it. So they're starting to go up now. They've got 60, and it's going to be good for park users and neighbors and anyone just like hanging out in the park wanting to, you know, surf the internet.
Locations at blockclubchicago.org. Seamus Toomey, thank you. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, Bob.